Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast, Remembering Joan Rivers. Let's get started.
Can we talk?
Joan Rivers could always talk.
Do you know what it's like to go in the morning to take off a facial mask and realize you're not wearing one? Oh, you don't know!
With sometimes outrageous jokes, nothing was ever off limits.
I hate old people. If you are f***ing old, get up and get out of here right now!
Born in 1933, Rivers says even as she was growing up in the New York suburbs, she wanted to be an actress.
I never had a choice. I always say it's like a nun's calling.
She joined the iconic Second City Comedy Theater in 1961. As her comedy career was taking off, she married producer Edgar Rosenberg in 1964, who would manage her career and become the focus of so many of his wife's jokes. The pair had one daughter together, Melissa. In 1965, Rivers saw her career get a huge boost when she appeared on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson for the first time.
He gave all of us our starts. My life changed. I went on the show the first time. 7 years of struggling, coming out of Second City. And on the air, he said, you're going to be a star. And the next day, my life was different.
It was the start of a 21-year professional relationship with Carson and the show. She made regular appearances, eventually becoming the show's substitute host in 1983. But Rivers' decision to launch her own show on the brand new Fox network in the fall of 1986 ended her relationship with Carson and The Tonight Show.
The minute I became competition, it became out to kill me. Out to kill me. And that's what came down forever. Never spoke to me again.
The show was canceled in 1987. Just a few months later, Rivers' husband, Edgar, committed suicide in a Philadelphia hotel room.
I was in the hospital, and some idiot called the house, and they said, where's your mother? Somebody from Philadelphia. And Melissa said, she's not here. They said, well, please tell her your father killed himself. How's that for a phone call?
Rivers regrouped by doing what she always did, putting her life out in the open.
If you laugh at it, you can deal with it. That's how I've lived my whole life.
Her career surged again when her withering take on red carpet fashion, full of biting remarks and celebrity put-downs, exposed her to a whole new group of fans.
I think I'm working the best I've ever worked now because it's all been done to me. What are they going to do? They're going to fire me? I've been fired. I'm going to... audiences are not going to like me. A lot of audiences haven't liked me. I've been bankrupt. My husband's committed suicide. I mean, it's okay. And I'm still here. So it's okay.
I love that. What are they going to do to me? The funeral is going to be on Sunday at Temple Emmanuel in Manhattan. The tributes, as you might imagine, they've been pouring in throughout the day. Too many to even list tonight. Sarah Silverman tweeting, plain and simple, my heart is torn in half. She wasn't done. And this from Kathy Griffin, a legend, a friend, a mentor, an icon, and wildly funny, one of a kind. Rest in peace, Joan Rivers. Kathy Griffin joins me now. Kathy, thank you for being with us. And I'm so sorry for the loss of your friend.
I'm going to try to do a good job, but I feel my head is kind of jumbled because I'm grieving. But I also really want to say respect must be paid to this woman. And she blazed the trail, obviously, for me, all the girls, and in the face of so much adversity. A lot of it before I met her, obviously, her husband taking his life and being blacklisted by The Tonight Show must have been so difficult. And while we were friends, I saw her have to jump over so many hurdles. And she was, we just had dinner 3 weeks ago at her beloved Napa Valley Grill in Westwood. It was nice and quiet. We could really, really talk. And she was just a great living example to me. And we had many, many deep conversations about how it's different for girl comedians. And we spoke in shorthand and had a language. And I said to her, you know, you're in a club by yourself. You're not just in a small exclusive club. You're really the one.
It's interesting. I mean, you and I were talking about this a lot, and you were saying that you spoke a language that really hardly anybody else can understand.
Well, I think, you know, when you talk about women in stand-up, it's really quite different than, you know, women who are comedic actresses or women that have had a tremendous support system of, like, big, powerful producers or multi-million dollar network deals. You know, everything Joan did, she created by herself. And
fighting for everything.
Fighting for it. She said something to me. I was, you know, whining about something, and she said, look, when you're a woman in this business, you have to hold on until your knuckles are white, until they chop your fingers off. Then you hold on by your wrist. Then you hold on by your elbows, and you never let go. And, you know, we would joke about everything, appropriate and inappropriate, but she really lived that. Uh-huh. And I don't think she should have had to fight that hard, but she just did.